Track 7. Hall of Remembrance. You are standing at a window about 12 feet square, but the view here is obstructed. 16 square panels, 4 rows of 4 each, shield the view to the outside. Only horizontal and vertical slats, the spaces between each of the panels, allow light to enter from outside. Feel free to touch the panels. Take care, as there may be a bench in front of the panels. At the far right, you may note that the corner of the area consists of a narrow vertical wall of glass. From this juncture, it is possible to view the tall obelisk that is the Washington Monument, rising like a pointed spire to the sky. When you're ready, from a position facing away from the window, walk 5 feet forward, then turn right. A passageway before you is about 30 feet wide and 50 feet long. The angled skylight shelters you as you proceed along this walkway. Benches are along the left side, and on the right is an exhibit of 11 flags that represent the nation's and individual resistance movements. To the right of the flags display is a vertical panel listing the flags of the nations that participated in the liberation. United States of America, Canada, France, Italy, partisan units, New Zealand, Poland, United Kingdom, Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, and Yugoslavia. Just to the left, the flag display begins in 2 segments of 6 flags and then 5 flags. Along the base of the display are placards that provide additional information about several groups of resistance fighters. From right to left, Jewish fighters in the Krakow ghetto, Jewish resistance in Slovakia, Jewish fighters from Palestine, resistance in the Kovno ghetto, Jewish resistance in Belgium, partisans in Minsk, Treblinka uprising, resistance in the Vilna ghetto, Jewish partisans in France, Auschwitz revolt, Bialystok ghetto revolt, Jewish partisans in Eastern Europe, Sobibor uprising, Warsaw ghetto uprising, and Jewish fighters in the Balkans. For more detail on each of these items, please see a museum staff member. Between the two displays of flags is a vertical panel titled Jewish Resistance. Text reads, "With few weapons against vastly superior forces and with little support from the local populations, Jews fought the Germans in the forests and ghettos of Eastern Europe. They fought in resistance movements in Western Europe with Tito's forces in Yugoslavia and side by side with Soviet partisans. Even in the death camps of Auschwitz-Birkenau, Treblinka, and Sobibor, Jews resisted with force, killing guards and leading mass escapes. In order to commemorate these courageous acts, the Miles Lerman Center for the Study of Jewish Resistance annually honors outstanding examples of heroism with the Medal of Resistance." Below this text, within a glass case, is one of the medals on a blue and white sash. It is made of bronze and in the shape of a menorah. It portrays 3 Jewish partisans in a forest near Lublin in occupied Poland. Beneath the bronze piece is a Star of David with a red stone symbolizing the Jewish blood shed while fighting the Germans. When you have passed the flags display, you'll come to a white, circular area, the entrance to the Hall of Remembrance to the right. This area is supported by round pillars, and its dark gray stone floor consists of a 6-sided shape at center, surrounded by a larger 6-sided shape, which is in turn bordered by 6 oblong sections. If you wish, you can bend down to trace the outline of the shapes in the floor. You will feel the 6-sided shape in the center. Stand in the middle of the area and speak a few words. It is likely that you will notice the echo of the words as you speak them. Please turn to your right and walk about 17 feet to a square archway. You may notice that the flooring shifts in color from dark gray stone to beige limestone marble. Take care, a sign is on a stanchion in the middle of the archway. It reads, "This hall is a place for reflection, contemplation, and remembrance. Please respect the privacy and quiet of those who came here to remember." The hall is a six-sided room that measures some 80 feet in diameter, somewhat wider than a tennis court. Symmetry of design is a hallmark of this area, in contrast to the off-kilter nature of the shapes within and the design of the Hall of Witness. The predominant material found in the Hall of Remembrance is limestone, rather than the brick and steel found in the Hall of Witness. This gives the room an overall lighter quality than the Hall of Witness. On the level where you're standing, the six sides of the room provide a walkway around a center and sunken area, which we will explore later. The roof is a skylight in the shape of a six-sided tower. Six triangular, translucent shapes rise to support a six-sided and clear opening surrounding a smaller, six-sided window at the center. The number six suggests the six points of the Star of David. It could also represent the 6 million Jews who were persecuted and murdered in the Holocaust. Please turn to the right and travel about 20 feet to a corner of the room, following the wall on your right. You may notice that the walls are cast-in-place concrete, gray rectangular limestone blocks, while the inner walls of the ambulatory are limestone. There is a skylight separating the two at the top so that the inner walls form a hexagonal pavilion within the outer concrete shell. Each corner of the room includes a narrow and tall glass strip. All but one of these provides a partial view of the outdoors, while one is completely blocked. Turn to your left to follow the perimeter of the room. As you proceed, you may encounter other visitors standing along the sides of the passageway. Indeed, you may detect the smell of burning candles. Proceed along this 40-foot side and take note, on your right, of three black sections. A railing extends the length of this area at about 3 feet high. Just beyond, and on a ledge at about 4 feet high, are two rows of candles within small glass containers. In the first section are 16 candles in each row. The second section displays 64 candles in each row. And the third section again displays 16 candles in each row. On a ledge between the candles and the railing are narrow sections of sand with slender pieces of wood that you can use to light a candle with a bit of flame from an already lit candle. The walls above each section of candles are black, with raised letters naming particular concentration camps, killing centers, and other sites or events maintained or supported by the Nazis during World War II. In this area, Ponari, Ninth Fort, Jasinovac, Stutthof, Death Marches, Bergen-Belsen, Transnistria, Janowska, Theresienstadt, Babi Yar, and Rumbula. To the left, in each corner of the room, is a stairway with railings, two sets of three steps each leading to the center, sunken area of the hall. Please continue past the third section of names and past the next corner of the room. The next side of the room has a similar arrangement of candles, 105 candles in each of two rows. Three names are on the black wall here: Majdanek, Auschwitz-Birkenau, and Chełmno. Opposite the sections with names are waist-high glass partitions between you and the center area of the hall. Continue on the path around the hall and past the next corner of the room with its tall and narrow glass window on the right. Continue along the next side of the room. You will come to another glass partition on the left, just above an eternal flame set in the center of a rectangular black steel block. On the right, the black steel wall bears the following inscription: "Only guard yourself and guard your soul carefully, lest you forget the things your eyes saw, and lest these things depart your heart all the days of your life, and you shall make them known to your children and to your children's children." Deuteronomy 4:9. The path continues along the perimeter of the hall, past another corner window, and then to another set of 105 candles in each of two rows. On the black panels above the candles are the names Bushtitz, Treblinka, and Sobibor. Again, many other visitors may be congregated in this area. Continuing on the roughly circular path, you will pass another corner window and staircase on the right and left, respectively, before coming to a final section of candles. There is an emergency exit on the right, just before coming to two rows of 64 candles each. The names on the black panels here are Dachau, Ravensbrück, Buchenwald, Mauthausen, and Sachsenhausen. Another emergency exit is on the right as you walk past this section. About 10 feet along, you will come to a small open lift on the left that can assist in reaching and coming back from the low central area of the hall. There are also stairs if you prefer to use these. In a moment, the staircase will be described. A waist-high glass door leads to a roughly 3-foot-square platform, and once you have descended to the central area, another glass door leads out to the area. A call button is on a short pillar just to the right of the elevator on the upper level and to the left of the elevator on the lower level. Upon entering the elevator, up and down buttons are on the left, about 3 feet up from the floor. Once you pass the elevator, you will come to the entrance area to the hall on your right and a wide set of 6 marble steps on your left with railings on each side. The deep steps lead down to the central area of the hall. Within an outer rim of beige limestone, the central area's floor is a 6-sided shape composed of dozens of red and gray specked red granite triangles, reminiscent, perhaps, of a field of red poppies. You can also bend down and trace the triangle shapes in the floor. They are equilateral triangles with about 4.5-foot sides. From the middle of the hall, it is evident that each corner has a more narrow staircase leading to a rectangular opening to the perimeter of the hall. Between each staircase is a low seating area with gray cushions. Rows of rectangular slabs of white limestone comprise the inner wall with triangle shapes cut away above each corner. The triangles are reminiscent of Nazi concentration camp badges, a marking system of the prisoners in the camps. 2 sections of concrete bear quotations from the Bible. "What have you done? Hark, thy brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." Genesis 4:10. And, "I call heaven and earth to witness this day. I have put before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life, that you and your offspring shall live." Deuteronomy 30:19. Directly opposite the main staircase, about 50 feet forward, is the black rectangle that holds the eternal flame. On the face of the black slab, just under the glowing flame, is the following dedication: "Here lies earth gathered from death camps, concentration camps, sites of mass execution, and ghettos in Nazi-occupied Europe, and from cemeteries of American soldiers who fought and died to defeat Nazi Germany. You can feel free to touch these engraved words on the side of the black slab. You may notice the crackling sound of the eternal flame and the heat it creates. This concludes our visit to the Hall of Remembrance. Please take one of the sets of steps, or the lift, to reach the upper level of the hall. You may pause your player until you're ready to begin the next section of our tour, Conclusion, then press play.